tell me about how you came to America and met Isaac.
I met Isaac through his sister, who I knew back in the Philippines. And when I got here, Isaac offered me to stay at his house, which he stays in with his brother and his dad. So there'll be all guys staying at the house, so I thought it was fine.
Did you know anyone beside Isaac when you came to America?
I have some relatives, but they're all back east. That's where I first went to before I came to Los Angeles. I went to Atlanta, I stayed with my uncle. And I just kind of didn't like how it is over there. So I moved out west.
So tell me about your first job when you came to America.
When I first came here, I worked as a gas station attendant.
And then how did you get into driving?
Well, as a gas station attendant, I thought there's no room for improvement here, so I started looking for other jobs. And I found a job working for an equipment rental company. And as I was working there, I started out a yard helper. I just wash equipment, help customers and stuff. And then they said that driving and delivering the equipment, driving a big rig, pays more money. So I tried to learn how to drive those big trucks. That's how I got into driving big trucks.
Okay, how'd you get into becoming a chauffeur?
Well, while I was working at that job, being a driver for a big rig, I have a cousin, Frisco, who has a limousine company. And he says, if I want, I could work for him part-time, like working for, being a limo driver.
So, aside from being a limo driver, now you're driving, personal cars and stuff to get there.
Same person. Frisco was in it before. He said, you know what? I think this gig pays more. It's actually just a version of a limo driver, like a personal chauffeur, since most of them are foreigners.
Frisco got you your main job here in America.
Yep.
So tell me about when you found out that Frisco passed away.
I found out he was dying, which made me sad, because I worked for Frisco ever since we were in the Philippines. We came to America together. We started my life started in America with him. We lived together, we stayed in the same house for quite a while, but I still kept in close contact with him. We were closer till his last days.
He was the one who helped you make a living in America, right?
Yep. He took care of me when I was like a little boy, when I was still a baby. Because he was living with my mom at our house. So he took care of me when I was a baby. And he still took care of me even when I was bigger than him when I got here.
So do you miss him a lot?
At times. I miss the times when we go to the horse races together.